Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello there, and welcome to the Blimpy Subs franchise show. I am your host, Graham Chapman. This is our monthly podcast devoted to the Blimpy franchise opportunity, within which I, you know, meet and interact and have some fun with the corporate executives from Kahala Brands, Blimpy's parent company, which is something we'll be doing today with, you know, one of the best guests so far, no question, with Blimpy Brand President Alex Neville. Glad he's stopping by with us today. But as you guys know, some of these other episodes have some of the area developers, our representatives out in the field in different regions across the country who are helping potential franchisees, just like our listeners, you know, find the right location and the best spot and get all set up with their new Blimpy franchise. And then franchisees themselves, folks who are once in your shoes as prospects who chose to join the Blimpy franchise family, most of them for a lot of the reasons that I believe Alex will be sharing with us today, you know, really having a passion for the brand and the products it serves and the memorable experiences you can create at your very own Blimpy Subs franchise shop. So we have a lot of fun here. We want to show you sort of the experiences and the knowledge and advice that, you know, folks at all levels of the franchise organization have to share, you know, from the local franchisees to the regional area developers to the corporate executives and marketing, franchise development, executive leadership like Alex, who can give you guys a full-scale view on what the Blimpy brand is all about and what makes now the perfect time to buy your very own franchise, your Blimpy franchise. A couple quick updates before I jump into our discussion with Alex. The beautiful news, the fantastic news, is that our new franchise development website is up and running. A lot of great content, a lot of great materials and educational materials on this website for prospects at blimpyfranchise.com. It's a website totally devoted to the Blimpy franchise opportunity, giving you information on, you know, the backstory, the leadership team, franchisee testimonials, and what's about to be launched here in a couple weeks is the free Blimpy franchise information report that has a letter from Alex himself. It has a lot of other background on the brand. It has a feature article on the opportunity, some information from item 7 about startup costs, and plenty of other stuff. So very excited about everything we have going on with BlimpyFranchise.com, with the Blimpy Subs franchise podcast. A lot of great stuff. So without further ado, Alex, it's a pleasure having you. Fantastic of you to stop by on the Blimpy Subs Franchise Show podcast. Thank you for joining us today.
Graham, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
No question. As I said, it's a pleasure to have you. When anyone is looking into a franchise brand, it's imperative that they really have an inside look or some inside knowledge and information on the leaders who are driving the brand forward. So thanks for sharing your story and your background and what makes you so passionate about Blimpy with us. But let's start at the beginning. Tell us a little bit more sort of about your career, what you've done in the restaurant space. You know, how long have you been working with restaurants and around restaurants?
I've been working in and around restaurants for, probably about 34 years. I actually started as a teenager in food service, working in a factory that delivered to restaurants, and I got to see the operations so often through the back door and meet with restaurant owners all around the Boston area as I delivered goods, interacted with those restaurants and those business owners. In college, like many college students, I picked up work to help subsidize the bills and pay my way through college. And in college, I decided restaurants were for me and went to recruiting fairs, and ended up with Charthouse Restaurants while I was still in college. And that really launched my full-time restaurant career.
Gotcha. Since you've been working at it from the beginning, I guess take us all the way back to your first experiences working in and around restaurants and with the folks who, own these restaurants and are responsible for their success. I guess, was there anything about those early year experiences that encouraged you to stick with it that, helps sort of answer the question, what keeps you coming back to the food industry after all these years?
You know, it's kind of funny. There was a lot, I think, early, just being a delivery person to those restaurants, is I'd meet, you know, with owners to deliver their goods and have them sign the invoices. But watching those owners, those restaurant owners, interact with their crew members and, most importantly, their customers, and seeing those regular customers come in every day and get greeted by name and get their usual, or see the satisfaction of coming back to a place that made them happy. You know, the ability of standing in the back door of the restaurant but seeing out the front and looking at those happy customers that just, you know, for that 30 minutes of the day, they were just excited to be there. And seeing the relationship of that restaurant owner and the happiness he was able to give and the happiness he received from serving customers every day, you know, it was fun to watch and being a part of it. And the way those restaurant owners, some of them would take care of the delivery people, whether it's just offering a drink to go because it's a hot day, or offering me a lunch because they appreciated my hard work. It showed really a very personal level of the restaurant business, and how one owner was enjoyed himself so much, I think he just kind of wanted to share.
Sure. Do you feel like, and I'll sort of get to that in a second, that's a great segue into something you've told me before about sort of the power of delivering memorable moments, but I guess my first question is it imperative as a business owner, like particularly someone who is running a business, you know, similar to a Blimpy or similar to some of these restaurants you used to serve as a delivery person, is it imperative that you have sort of those type of skills to, you know, really thrive as a restaurant owner, being personable like that, taking an interest in everyone who stops by, and really having a great understanding of how to create powerful human connections and remembering names and remembering faces and, you know, I guess really showing that it's not just a show, that you're taking interest in them as a customer, it's something you truly care about as a person.
Well, I think it was Dale Carnegie that said the sweetest and most important sound in any language is one's own name. It is that personal connection. If that personal connection didn't drive success in restaurants, all we would have is the automats of 50 years ago. Or we wouldn't need the people in there for that connection. It's learning your customers' names, learning their favorites. It's building their sandwiches the way they want, as unusual or crazy as it may be. Serving them with a smile. It's recognizing that's their birthday and saying happy birthday and welcome back. It's the power of recognizing somebody. There's a reason that Norm went back to Cheers every day. You know, it was his comfort zone. And it's that interaction with people that sets a business and especially a restaurant apart. We have a million restaurants from which to choose. Why do we each go back to certain ones? And I always believe, you know, the food has to be there, but it's the customer service, the friendliness, that sets one restaurant apart from another. It's a business owner's, restaurant owner's desire to have those customers come back every day and be friendly with them. There's, you know, and the restaurant industry is a small industry. You get to know people, and people stick to their habits. They go to, I was dining at a Blimpy yesterday, and the manager recognized the person behind me and goes, "You're not dressed in your usual Monday attire. Are you off today?" She goes, "Why, yes, I am." But he was able to make her usual order and you know, got a smile on her face. And she was happy as can be, being recognized and being treated so nicely by that Blimpy manager.
Yep, that right there is a powerful, memorable moment. Something that, you know, that person will remember, that, you know, likely made her day. You know, you've told me yourself that one of the biggest reasons you had, you know, difficulty, not necessarily difficulty, but one of the reasons you haven't chosen to do something else, or anytime you feel like, you know, I might want to try something else in my life, that the thing that keeps bringing you back to the restaurant space is the fact that you always have an ability to contribute to or be a part of a memorable moment. Sort of tell me, if you could, like, so, like, if I'm an aspiring franchise owner, I'm considering buying in, you know, that would matter to me. You know, it's like, you know, I'm not just serving food every day. I'm not going through, you know, just a daily grind. You know, I am going to be around and be part of some pretty special moments in the lives of customers who come, you know, into my Blimpie location or into my restaurant. I guess, in your opinion, is there anything that you can do as a business owner to help help create those memorable moments? Are they just going to happen naturally, combination of both? What would you say?
There is a lot that a Blimpie franchise owner can do to drive the success of their business. A big one is community involvement. It's getting out there and being the mayor of your community, being involved in charitable events, being a drop-off place for Toys for Tots, helping do when you see back to school time and all those kids every weekend are doing fundraisers to raise money for the football team or cheerleading squad, hosting fundraisers at your Blimpie, whether it's a car wash in the parking lot or whether it's donating 20% of the proceeds of a given day to that fundraising group. It's interacting with your customers in those events, or being more than a sandwich maker, getting out from behind the counter and cleaning the tables and asking their customers how they enjoyed their sandwich. Again, interaction, learning what your customers like, learning their names. You know, Graham, I think I told you before, you know, one reason I went to work for Chart House is when I was an 18-year-old and I went to Chart House, a nice kind of fine dining restaurant, and I had a date there that I was really trying to impress, but I still look like an 18-year-old punk, even if I was trying to impress this young lady. She was a college senior.
Uh-huh.
And on the way out, the manager took a moment and goes, "Mr. Neville, how was your dinner?" And I was so impressed at that moment that he took me out, that I was definitely not their typical customer. But he took the time out to greet me, learn my name, and ask how everything was. And it was just that 15 seconds in of interaction that helped drive me to my first real job for several years, I mean, outside of college, with Chart House Restaurants. It helped make a huge impact on me on what customer service can do to build loyal customers and brand loyalty. It took 15 seconds for me to be associated with that brand for the next decade.
That's right.
So what an individual does, you know, we're more than sandwich makers. We're more than cashiers. We're business people. And what we have to do is build our business, and our customers are our business.
No doubt. Well, here's the real question. did you impress her? Did you get a second date?
I did have a second date. It didn't go that long with her, but we did have multiple dates.
I'm just glad to know that, you know, not only did you get a career out of it, you at least got a second date. That's good.
I did.
Good thing. So, speaking of sort of your next chapter of your life, glad it's great that, you know, you've had all these experiences with restaurants and it helped spark and lead you towards a career in restaurants. Clearly, you had experience with a wide variety of them, mm-hmm. Including a chain restaurant like a Chart House, certainly a different type of concept and model than a Blimpie, but a chain restaurant just the same. I guess for our listeners to better understand sort of your path and what brought you there, I mean, you're speaking to things that are representative of Blimpie, that there is a lot of brand loyalty. There are a lot of people who love Blimpie, its products, its fresh meats and cheeses, and what the brand stands for. I guess, is that something that attracted you to Blimpie and Kahala brands from the beginning? Sort of what took you from the Chart House side of things, and then I guess what took you to joining the Blimpie team, joining Kahala brands? What reasoning was there? Why did you choose to, you know, come over to Kahala brands?
Well, what brought me into Kahala first was back in 2004, I was looking to change careers, and I was looking for a successful company in the Phoenix area in which to join. And my first, I immediately turned to Coldstone, and I just began pursuing Coldstone and was lucky enough to land a position with Coldstone Creamery. Coldstone later got acquired by Kahala, of course, and Blimpy is part of that package. For several years, I worked on all of the brands under the Kahala umbrella and was lucky enough to get the opportunity to be the brand president of Blimpy. And I was thrilled and jumped at that opportunity. What Blimpy brings as a restaurant and a sandwich chain is, I mean, a 52-year legacy of fantastic products. It has customers that have been coming here, multi-generational customers that are coming here, that love the fresh sliced meats. They love the Blimpy Best. And I've repeated this time and time again, I tell my friends or ask people about Blimpy, and they always, just without any prompt, go cite their favorite sandwich. They always go, I love the Blimpy Best, or I love the turkey and provolone, or I love the meatball parmesan. People just offer that up as soon as we start talking Blimpy because they have that craveable, wonderful memory imprinted on them of what Blimpy tastes like and what it means to them to dine at Blimpy. And not every restaurant gets that. Many restaurants are just sustenance. It's, you know, it's the meal to get us between lunch and dinner. But Blimpy brings a lot more to that. And there's a strong customer connection to a Blimpy sub that many people have. And I'm excited to share that with our existing companies, customers, and get new customers introduced to that.
Sure. Let's make that more real and ask you, as a Blimpy customer, why the meatball parmigiana is your favorite sub. Tell me what that conjures up in your mind. Tell me sort of in detail, as a customer, as your other customers do when you ask them about their favorite sub, why is that your favorite?
It's simple, Graham. It's just when I bite into it, it doesn't matter. It just gives me pause. I take that first bite, and I just kind of sit there silently for 10 or 15 seconds just going, oh, my gosh, this is just so good. It's got that richness. We have the best meatball sub out there. We've made it even better. I mean, it's the complaint I hear from sometimes I hear from customers is it's too messy. I'm like, a meatball sub should be messy. Those meatballs should be falling out of the bread. The sauce should get on your hands. It should be delicious and messy and craveable, and it hits those things. It's got the rich, you know, just the wonderful from the Parmesan on the top. It just hits all the marks that, again, just gives you pause when you take that first bite to savor that very first bite. And that's why I love that sandwich.
Yeah, no, you're making me hungry, and I'm sure our listeners are the same. So I guess, is there anything you haven't shared? I mean, you did a very good job of, you know, answering this when I asked you about why you joined the Blimpy team and what excites you to be there. You know, if I'm considering buying a franchise like our listeners, you know, like one of the first questions or the big question I feel like you'd have to answer to me is, I'd ask you, you know, I'm looking at other food brands, other restaurants, other sub chains, you know, why Blimpy over some of your competitors? Or, you know, Why Blimpy instead of, you know, some of these other national chains that are out there that, you know, serve, you know, subs that serve other restaurant items? Why is Blimpy the answer for me? Of course, some of that is going to have to be answered on my end by me telling you and your franchise development team, you know, what my background is, you know, how I can be personable, how I can sort of help to bring my personality into this and help foster those memorable moments we were talking about. But mm-hmm. If I were to ask you that, is there anything you haven't shared or anything else you could add that's answering the why Blimpy question?
Absolutely. I spend a lot of time studying restaurants. I love watching restaurants and customers and owners and staff. But I think one of the things that we all know that drives a restaurant's sales success is customer frequency. And a Blimpy sub is something that you can eat multiple times per week. It's not one of those, you know, some meals out there, no one wants to eat more than once a week or sometimes even once a month. But people are comfortable eating a Blimpy sub multiple times a week. You can have a deli sub one day, a panini sub another day, a meatball sub another day. And so we can drive that customer frequency. They can come back to us, that we can be their go-to. But many restaurants, or a few other restaurants, can be go-to, but we also have a craveability that many, let's call it daily or multi-visit restaurants don't have. I've been standing inside a Blimpy and talking to a customer that goes, I drive 40 miles each way every week to come get my Blimpy Best Sandwich. We have a craveability that compels our customers to seek out Blimpy. And not many restaurants have that kind of craveability and that kind of customer loyalty, where you get customers driving an hour and a half round trip to grab a sandwich. And they're grabbing a Blimpy sub, and that's fantastic. So we can capture the customers that want to enjoy our subs every day. And we can capture the craveable customers that will drive long distances just to have a turkey and provolone sandwich from Blimpy. And that's something unique to us. The other thing is, as I mentioned earlier, our long history is we have the parents that are happy to introduce Blimpy to their kids and say, this is what I grew up on, and this is a sandwich that you should eat. And we have something unlike anything else. Our fresh sliced meats go a long way. And Graham, you and I talked about this a little bit, and one of the things that drives our customers to our stores, I often stand in line in our stores and just listen to the customers and watch what they do and watch the interactions with our customers and our crew members. And over and over, one customer will say, you know, hey, Graham, I had to bring you to Blimpy today. This is why. You know why I come in here? Because they slice my meat in front of me, and I know what I'm getting, and I know it's fresh. And there's a trust there, especially in this day and age where you hear food issues all the time. There's a trust that we can give to our customers of honest food prepared right in front of them. And I've been lucky. Most of the restaurants I've been working with have been in open kitchens, and Blimpy is no different. So there's an honesty there, and customers get to see their deli meat sliced fresh and their toppings put on in front of them in the way that they want. And that honesty and that transparency and those quality ingredients help separate Blimpy out from many of our competitors.
Now, you're already speaking to something that I think showcases something I find very interesting and compelling and powerful about how you approach your job as the president, as one of the key leaders of the Blimpy brand, and that you do spend time in your stores listening to customers, waiting in line, and going through the same customer experience that all of your loyal Blimpy customers go through. Honestly, as you said, the people drive an hour and a half to get their favorite sub. I would drive a long way for a Blimpy Best. There's no doubt about it. What do you hear some of these customers saying? Like, what are some of the sound bites you hear in line, or you hear when these folks are asking for their favorite Blimpy sandwich? What catches your ear? What catches your attention about what these customers are saying, and what brings them there?
Well, again, I'll keep talking about the fresh slice because it's such a differentiator for us, and it's a differentiator for our customers that they like seeing their sandwich prepared in front of them. Customers like our fresh ingredients. They like the sandwiches being made the way that they want instead of being the way that they're told it's going to be made. They don't have to pick a dressing, a set of toppings off the menu that they're right in front of them and choose what they want. One of the biggest things I see when I go to travel to our stores, especially when I'm wearing a Blimpy logo shirt, is the number of customers that grab me and talk about the franchisee and just go, Sir, I just want to introduce myself and tell you this, your Blimpie owner here, she's the best. She always knows what I want. She makes my sandwich for me. I come in here 3 times a week because they take good care of me. And those are the unsolicited and spontaneous answers, responses I get from our customers when they see me in my Blimpie shirt inside. They're Blimpie.
It's pretty amazing stuff. So I guess tell me on that flip side. So when a customer tells you that, I'm sure you feel a lot of pride as someone who is one of the leaders with Blimpie, that you have franchise owners out there who are doing such a great job. So many of your franchise owners do that type of job. What do you look for on your end? My last question is going to go the flip side of this, but when you and John Wycheck and the franchise development team are engaging and interacting with potential franchise owners who are interested in buying a franchise, what are you looking for? What are some of the key characteristics that a lot of your best franchisees or top performing or most successful franchisees possess?
You know, Graham, it may sound simple, but it's somebody that wants to be successful, who's got a drive to them to have a successful business selling Blimpie subs and salads. And what I mean by that is they know how to recognize an opportunity, and every Blimpie is built in a different neighborhood. They all have different opportunities. A successful Blimpie franchisee recognizes the opportunity in his or her neighborhood and looks to capitalize them on those, or calls and goes, let's work on this together. Talks to our marketing team of, here's what I have. How should we approach this? Success is an ongoing effort. I wish businesses were set it and forget it. We'd all be rich. But success
right.
is something that success is something for which we strive and continually seek. And so it's looking for somebody that's got a little bit of hunger, who's looking to build something, who is going to open Blimpie's and be a part of their community.
Yep.
And who might even be thinking to the succession plan, if I'm going to own 3 restaurants, I'm going to own 5. I'm going to build this and pass it on to my daughter and my son. This is my retirement plan. Whatever it can be, that they've got a vision for their business and a vision that incorporates a successful business. And you can see that excitement. You can see that in the prospects when they are coming to look for a business. Again, a successful Blimpie is going to be one where they choose to be successful.
That's right.
And put the work in behind it to drive those sales and talk to those customers.
Gotcha. Well, you know, in this process, when folks are exploring franchises and come to discovery days and have conversations about the, you know, about your brand, you know, both the franchisor, your side, and this potential franchisee are, you know, evaluating each other and determining if it can be a successful partnership, you know, through which this franchisee can be successful and contribute to the success of the brand overall. So that sort of evaluation is going on the other side too, where these prospective franchise leaders are, you know, looking for certain things or evaluating the leadership on the other side. So, you know, what do you do personally to set an excellent example as a leader and engage with and support your franchisees and help to sort of showcase to them, or I guess be an example to them so they can build towards success themselves? What do you do as a leader that you think sort of sets a good example?
Well, the first thing I'm actually doing is I spend about half my time traveling to the stores and talking with franchisees.
Yep.
Is I need to hear what our franchisees are experiencing, the things that are their successes and their challenges. What makes me maybe perhaps a better leader is I'm actually listening to what their successes are and what their challenges, so we can repeat those things that are helping them, and we can curtail or tweak those things that are challenges for them. So it takes that, you know, it's sitting down and listening, and sometimes I'd almost call it the slow thinking, not the knee-jerk reaction, but the slow thinking and listening to what they're having to say and going, you know, making sure you understand, asking the questions, and working on solutions to help address those challenges. And as I said, capitalize on those successes. So my time is spent traveling just to talk to franchisees. And I think that's one of the biggest things I can bring to the table is I can understand the challenges that they provide to me, because I've been in restaurants for a long time. I've met hundreds, if not thousands, of business owners. I've experienced those challenges. I listen, and then we see what we can do to address those challenges for them and give them a smoother path to be successful.
That's great stuff. You're certainly showcasing your commitment to the brand and to them, and to really getting your own hands dirty, so you can help inspire some powerful changes that will make you guys even stronger moving forward by doing so, and in the process show each of your franchisees just how committed you are by getting out in the field and going through what they go through and helping them do what they do better. So that's good stuff.
Well, thank you.
What have I missed? Anything else you'd like to sort of share about your experience? Any potential advice maybe for aspiring franchise owners who are evaluating the Blimpie franchise opportunity? Anything you can add?
I just got to say I'm so passionate that I believe what we have is unique and well-grounded. Blimpie's had it both a share of history. In our history, we've had successes, we've had challenges. But our 52-year history shows we know how to achieve success, and we know how to deal with challenges. We've got, as part of Kahala, we've got a tremendous franchise program that has support all across in anything that people need, from terrific creative services to marketing to development team, and all of the brands that we offer add other growth opportunities on for our franchisees. So besides just the brand that look at the franchisor behind that brand, and that'll give you a good measurement of where you should invest and where your best chances for success lie.
Awesome. This is excellent stuff, and we really appreciate you spending some time with us, sharing your thoughts, and giving us some background on what brought you to Blimpie and how you're doing your part to make the brand even better moving forward and building on 50 plus years of great success. Thank you for stopping by today.
My pleasure, Graham. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to Alex and all the other guests on the Blimpie Subs Franchise Show podcast. Got some great content coming to you guys next month and the months following. Definitely check out blimpiefranchise.com to learn more about these franchise opportunities. You can access previous podcasts, obviously, on the Blog Talk Radio page, but definitely access them through the blimpiefranchise.com website, as you'll also find blog posts, press releases, articles, and a lot more information on the Franchise Opportunities blog there that will give you access to a lot more stuff that will help you with your due diligence process as an aspiring franchisee. Thank you again. We appreciate you all stopping by. We'll catch you next time on the Blimpie Subs Franchise Show podcast. Have a good one.